بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وأهل آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Again, I am Abu Abdullah Abdul Latif from Arabic Virtual Academy. And today we want to talk to you about the concept of what it is that we think about when we talk about the word al-Islam. Or our religion, or our way of life. How is it that we define it? Many of us, we think of when we say al-Islam, we think of the five daily prayers. We think about fasting during the month of Ramadan. We think about the zakat or the charity. We think about Hajj. And this is generally what we think about when we talk about our Islam. We see a brother in the street or a sister in the street that prays five times a day, and we say his Islam is strong. But this is because our understanding of what Islam is not as strong as it could be. Our religion of Islam is something that encompasses the whole of our lives. Everything in our lives. We need to stop thinking about it as though it is only our actions. But rather, Islam is something that encompasses our belief system. As well, it encompasses our actions and our statements. But as well, this kalima al-Islam, or this word al-Islam, this way of life, it also encompasses our interactions with one another and the way that we carry ourselves. Now, I know some of you are going to sit back and say, well, listen, we have a hadith that says that Islam is this, that, and the other. And that's fine. We understand that and we are in complete and total agreement with this. How can we not? It's the statement of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. But all I want to do is I want us to have a broader way to look at Islam so that we don't keep limiting our Islam to certain actions. But rather when we think about Islam and when we tell other people about Islam, because what's upon us is not only to be Muslim, but we should be calling people to Islam. And in order for us to do this, we should have a good understanding of what it is that we're calling to. Now, there are many, many, many proofs and evidences for what we just stated. And this is the fact that our Islam encompasses our belief system, as well as our statements and actions, as well as the way we carry ourselves and our interactions. And this is all we want to talk about today. As you know, with the rest of our audio reminders, we try to keep things pretty short. And the thing we want to point your attention to today, or actually one of the things that we want to point your attention to, because as we said before, we all have a halfway good understanding of what Islam is generally. But we also want to have a good understanding of what it encompasses. There's a hadith that was reported by Imam Muslim, where he said in his Sahih, "An Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala an," on the authority of Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala an, "Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, al-Islam an tashhad an la ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah, wa tuqim as-salah, وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا." And as you know, this is part of the hadith of Jibril that many of you have heard a million and one times. But the shahid, or the thing that we want to point out here, is this first thing that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. He says, Al-Islam an tashhada an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah. So we see here that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was talking about Islam, he included our belief system. In order for us to bear witness to this statement, it has to be something that we believe. So when we talk about our Islam, we're talking about, as well as we said before, our belief system. And when we look at a lot of other proofs and evidences, like that ayah that we hear all the time from the ulama, and I'm going to backtrack for a second, I'm going to come back to the hadith, but that ayah that says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ الدِّينَ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Look at this ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever wants anything other than Islam as a way of life or as a deen, then it's not going to be accepted from him, and he will be in the hereafter from amongst the losers. This Islam that was mentioned in this ayah, is it not part of, or is our belief system not part of it? So when we talk about an individual being upon Islam, we're also talking about them being upon the correct aqidah. So when we talk about our Islam and trying to improve our Islam, one of the things that we need to improve is our knowledge of our aqidah. Make sure that we're upon the correct belief system. Why? Because our belief system is part of this Islam. We need to stop only looking at Islam as though it's our actions. Now, we don't deny the fact that it is from amongst our actions. And this is what we find in the rest of this particular hadith. He says, after you bear witness that no deity has the right to be worshipped other than Allah, and that Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is his messenger, or the messenger of Allah, or the prophet of Allah, then he says, then he mentions the issue of establishing the salah, and paying the zakat, and fasting during the month of Ramadan, and making hajj for the one who is capable of doing so. So yes, our actions are included inside of what we talk about when we talk about al-Islam as a way of life, as a religion. But these actions and these statements that we're making are not the whole or the entirety of what our Islam is about. It's not just about the shahada, just about making the statement. It's about having that correct belief in that statement. It's not only about doing these actions, but it's about doing these actions for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and signaling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these actions. Again, it's tied in with our belief. And this is all we want to show you today. When we talk about Islam, and we talk about a way of life, when we're talking about ours and our families, and we're talking about and trying to call the other people to al-Islam, we have to remember that Islam is something that encompasses everything, even what it is we're about to talk about right now. And this is our sulukiyat, the way we carry ourselves. How impressed do you think an individual is that knows, okay, he goes to the masjid and prays 5 times a day, but he sits around cursing and yelling and screaming at people? That he's a thief, that he's a liar. Do they say, okay, well, this is the Islamic part of him, and this is the non-Islamic part of him? 9 times out of 10, they attribute all of this to Islam. Why? Because even the majority of the disbelievers understand that what? That Islam encompasses everything. So we need to start looking at it as though when we're doing things, that ayah doesn't only come back to us. Or that strange thing that we're doing doesn't only come back to us, but this is also going to be attributed to our religion, to our way of life. This is why when we talk about strengthening our Islam, we should also be talking about strengthening how we carry ourselves. And there are many proofs and evidences for the fact that Islam is tied in with these things. Like that hadith that you've all memorized on the authority of Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an. Al-Muslim, man salim al-Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadihi. That hadith, it says, al-Muslim, the one that practices Islam, the one that is upon Islam, is the one that the Muslims are safe from his tongue and his hands. Is this not how we carry ourselves? Is this not teaching us how we're supposed to interact with one another? We have to understand, we have to realize that all of these things are tied into our Islam. We're not from amongst those people that take part of the religion and say we're only going to take the aqidah, everything else we're going to leave aside. And we're not from amongst those people that are going to say we take from the actions and the ibadat and we leave everything off the side. We have bad mannerisms. We don't worry about our aqidah, none of the rest of this stuff. No, Islam ties all of it together. So as we said, we don't deny anybody that comes and says Islam is talking about the actions. It is. But the thing about it is it only talking about our actions? Because of the fact that when we walk around and we see people walking around the masajid and walking around our neighborhoods, a religious man is the one that goes to the masjid 5 times a day, regardless of how he carries himself. Regardless of his aqidah, whether it's correct or not, regardless of whether he even commits shirk and kufr. But he goes to the masjid, he wears his thobe and his beard, he's the religious man. Is this a correct way to think? None of us say that we say this. But think about it. Who, when you think about a religious individual in your community, is it? Is it someone that you know their belief system? Is it someone that you know that they carry themselves in a good manner? Or is it just someone you know goes to the masjid, we see him in the masjid 5 times a day praying? Not saying there's something wrong with going to the masjid 5 times a day praying. You should do that. But all I want to do is get across to everyone today is the fact that our Islam is way bigger than just these ibadat that we do. So we need to understand that when we talk about an individual and their Islam, that we're talking about the whole of who that individual is. And when we're talking about our Islam and bettering our Islam, we're talking about bettering ourselves all around the board, not just in one little area. And even more important that we all need to keep in mind, especially when we're living in non-Muslim societies, when the people see us, they don't separate what's good from what's bad or what's from Islam from what's from us. It all is being weighed against Islam. And we don't want to be from amongst those people who are turning people away from an Islam because of the way that we carry ourselves. We need to understand that we have to be better individuals for ourselves and for our Lord, and we have to be better individuals so that our dawah won't be or won't have holes poked in it because of the fact that how we're acting, people aren't going to say, you see, this is the type of things that the Muslims do. Why? Because they believe that these are the things that are coming from our religion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all upon the straight path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all and put us all upon the correct aqidah, the correct ibadah, the correct muamalat, or the correct way that we interact with one another, and the correct way in which we carry ourselves for our own good, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us in Yawm al-Qiyamah, and for the good of those people who are around us that are curious about our religion, that may be being turned off by the way that we interact with others or the way that we carry ourselves. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.